following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Good morning. What a glorious day this is. And a warm welcome to those who are at home. We are so delighted to have you join us on Facebook this morning. There is a bulletin on St. James' website at stjamesskan.org if you are at home and would like to follow along. And for those of you who are present here today, there are bulletins that are on the cart up on the sidewalk, but you can also access the bulletin on any handheld device as well. I invite you to stand now and let us begin our worship with song.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and the disciples passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. This Gospel reading today, Jesus and his disciples are on the move. They are traveling through the countryside. And by now in Mark's Gospel, Jesus is headed to Jerusalem and the cross. He is singularly focused and about the business of preparing his disciples with what they need to know. But they don't understand. They're afraid to ask, and they get sidetracked arguing about who is the greatest. I could almost imagine them on the playground. So Jesus goes at it from another angle, like any good teacher would. He says this, "Whoever wants to be first must be last and servant of all." But then it's almost as if he gets distracted and turns his attention to a child that is nearby. And he says that welcoming a child is welcoming God. And I have to say that it is not crystal clear to me if or how these two teachings are connected. First, Jesus says, if you want to be great, be a servant. And then he says, welcome a child and you welcome God. So let's begin with Jesus' teaching about children. He says, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Now, in that setting and at that particular time in the world, Jesus could have been saying that it matters immensely how we treat those who are most overlooked, as children were. Mahatma Gandhi once said, the true measure of any society can be found in how it treats its most vulnerable members, end of quote. So perhaps that's part of what Jesus was saying. But this week, as I listened to this text, I heard something that I had not heard before. I heard something about being welcoming, which is another name for hospitality. You remember what it was like before the pandemic to invite people over? Have them come for dinner, have family come for the weekend, enjoy holidays together, sharing our homes and our tables is certainly one kind of hospitality, but I think Jesus is talking about a different kind of welcome here, a broader sort of hospitality. Jesus, I think, is talking about welcoming another human being into our consciousness. But that person is another human being who is not like me. Jesus was talking to adults, and he was telling them to welcome children who normally would have been overlooked. So who would those people be for us? Maybe it's someone who thinks differently than I do, who has different values, a different lifestyle, a different background. This month, my daily devotional has been focused on this kind of hospitality, which is maybe why I heard it in this text. This kind of hospitality is openness to someone who appears to us to be a stranger. This is a quote from Daniel Homan and Lonnie Collins Pratt. Hospitality is an adventure that takes you where you never dreamed of going. When I let a stranger into my heart, I let a new possibility approach me. When I reach past my own ideas, I begin to stretch myself open to the world. End of quote. So I want you to imagine, if you will, this is not scientific or psychological or anything, I just made it up. But imagine, if you will, that all of us have a certain amount of space around us that is our own world. It's filled with the things I know, my values, my point of view, my way of understanding the world, probably even people who are like-minded. But somewhere at the edge of this circle, there's a door. And through that door, it leads to everything else. Now, supposing I open that door and someone steps through who is different. They have a different religion or no religion. They come from a different part of the country or another country altogether. Perhaps their clothing is not what I would choose to wear, or it's even worn and dirty. They don't think like I do about things like global warming or politics or social justice. They're navigating COVID differently than I am. Now imagine that that person steps through the doorway and is standing in the middle of your space. How does that feel? These days, when we disagree with people, it has become acceptable to keep that imaginary door shut. When someone in any way feels threatening to me or my way of thinking or the choices I have made, it's okay to shut them out. But supposing that rather than keeping that door tightly shut, I open it as an act of hospitality and invite this other person into my space, into my consciousness, and for a while pay attention to them, really seeing them as the human being they are, listening to them, just listening. Not so I can argue, not so I can try to change their mind, but just to be curious. Curious about what they have to say, about how they came to think the way they do, what led to that perspective, what life experience shaped them, what education or books or people have been influential. I don't have to like what they say. I have to agree with it. All I'm doing is listening. Being open and curious about another human being is a kind of hospitality that is very basic and yet quite profound. Hospitality, that kind of hospitality, is allowing myself to really see a stranger. It's opening space for someone who has the same humanity that I do, a child of God who is therefore a person of ultimate worth. That's one way to love my neighbor as myself, to be open and curious about a fellow human being. Barbara Brown Taylor talks about loving our neighbor in this exact way. She says, quote, "The wisdom of the Desert Fathers includes the wisdom that the hardest spiritual work in the world is to love the neighbor as self." And listen to what she says. "To encounter another human being, not as someone you can use, change, fix, help, save, enroll, convince, or control, but simply as someone who can spring you from the prison of yourself, if you allow it." End of quote. That kind of hospitality is letting go of myself enough to listen without judgment, without forming a response, without preparing an argument. That kind of hospitality is just letting someone in. Poet and author Mark Nepo describes this as a kind of listening. He says to listen is to continually give up all expectation and to give our attention completely and freshly to what is before us, not really knowing what we will hear or what it will mean. End of quote. Ultimately, this kind of hospitality is about setting down what I think, what I believe, what I care about, my opinions, my agendas, long enough to be open to someone else. Now, full disclosure, there was actually more to that Mark Nepo quote. He concludes by saying this: "In the practice of our days, to listen is to lean in softly with a willingness to be changed by what we hear." End of quote. And that is the kicker. When we welcome another, when we truly open ourselves to another, it might just lead to being changed ourselves. So think back with me to today's gospel. Jesus told his disciples that he would be betrayed and killed, and after 3 days, he would rise again. They did not understand. And Mark tells us they were afraid to ask. Fear. There it is. Fear kept them from opening the door, from entertaining this strange and unfamiliar idea. And isn't that always what gets us? Fear of what might happen if I welcome someone who is different. Ideas that are different, a perspective that is different. It might change my world. And I don't want to change. I want them to change. Jesus told the disciples he was going to die. They didn't want to hear it. He told them he would be raised after 3 days. They didn't understand it. But Jesus was describing the most important thing that he came to do, the most important gift that God has ever given. What Jesus was talking about is the kingdom of God. So imagine again that personal space around you, your world. Imagine opening the door, leaning gently in, listening attentively, observing. What we welcome when we do that is the kingdom of God, a place where there is peace, even in the midst of turmoil, God's peace. A place where there is guidance when we are lost. A place where there's comfort when we're grieving. Healing when we're broken or hurting. Wisdom when we're confused. Nourishment when we're empty. Strength when we're weak. Renewal. Forgiveness. Justice. Joy. This is God's kingdom. Jesus said, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. To be a person of hospitality is to welcome the kingdom of God. Again, a quote from Daniel Homan and Lonnie Collins Pratt. Hospitality is not something you do as much as it is someone you become. End of quote. Hospitality is living life in such a way that we open space for the very presence and power of God. But be careful, because to welcome God is to hold space open in which we are likely to be changed. God meets us where we are, but by God's grace, never leaves us there. That's who God is. It's what God does. God changes things. God changes us.
Wherever you are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.